Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. It's Bish, Cake, CB, and JP. Yesterday, Tailgate Ted was in studio, and I thought he made a good point about this run and the fans all of a sudden coming back, reveling in the wins, reveling in Jaden Daniels, this great run. And he said nobody was complaining about the stadium or the team name. And I've generally been on the side of they're not going to change the team name. But Kevin Sheehan may have some inside information. Yeah, this is our pal.
Kevin Sheehan's my guy.
Kevin Sheehan. He seems to think differently.
The fact that so many of those people in the fan base are saying, well, now that the season's over, can we get a team name back? It's not happening. This is who we are right now, any place, anytime, anywhere, what we said.
Oh, something's going to happen, Joe.
For over 30 years.
Something's going to happen. It's not the old name, but something's going to happen. I'm still fairly confident about that. There are too many things that the organization knows about what the response to this season really was from a quantifiable standpoint. I think something's going to happen. I think still they got to get the stadium thing done first, you know, get it through the city council, all that stuff, and then we'll see what happens after that. Thanks for the call.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's alluding to.
He seems really confident.
I don't know what he's alluding to. Maybe you could ask him off air, but like JP was pointing out, with like their merch sales and all that stuff, didn't they do, like you said, 100 million more this year than last year?
I think
what
that was actually
because they're winning.
I think that actually was attendance revenue.
Okay.
But I mean, they're making a lot more money this year, and we've seen some of these numbers
which
from Fanatics,
sense.
Which
they
is not
better.
Just it's not just Jaden Daniels, but overall, mm-hmm. believe they sold more merchandise than any other of the playoff teams.
Mm.
It's mostly because of Jaden Daniels. I get it.
Oh, of course.
That's
the engine.
This is anecdotal. And I think Cakes brought this up on Monday. So we're Honor Brewing on Sunday for the watch party. Everybody had Commander's gear. Everybody there had either a jersey mm-hmm. or they had a hat. Sometimes they had both. And what Cakes said the other day was true. Just a few years ago, we were doing pregame shows at bars every week. You'd be hard-pressed to find more than one or two families that had any sort of Redskins, Washington football team, Commanders gear.
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, the pride had been knocked away from everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we did that show, like a pregame show, basically on and off for 25 years, right? Well, 20 years ago, you'd be at a bar. The bar would be all Washington football team fans. All Redskins fans. And then the last couple years before this season, You do one at a bar, and there'd be just as many Eagles fans that want to watch the game on a TV, or Giants fans, or random Vikings fans. And then you'd see like one donk with a Cooley jersey. One guy with a Riggins jersey.
In like, years past.
Just my eyeballs say I'm seeing all this gear. I went to Dick's on Saturday.
I don't think your eyeballs are wrong.
They are wrong. Half the people there were wearing Redskins gear on Sunday.
Do that with pride. They do that on purpose. Yeah.
Were wearing burgundy and gold for a playoff game, sure, but it wasn't all brand new Commanders gear. Okay. Absolutely not.
Before the game, I went to Dick's on Saturday. Dick's had this huge event. They had a DJ. They had face painters. They had music playing. They had food catered, coffee. Why? Because all they were doing was selling Commander stuff. Everybody was coming in there and they're just lapping it up.
They're making the best out of a bad placeholder name. Mm. This is the name for now. I've been vociferous about they are going to change the name because the biggest thing is it's still a relic from the Dan Snyder era. That's a leftover.
They don't want to be attached to that.
I think you guys are hung up on that. I am hung up on it. I don't understand that.
I think, look, Josh wants to put his new stamp on this franchise. He wants the new stadium. He wants a new name.
Everybody wanted a new stadium.
Your team name and brand is super important.
I know, but it's every a time huge a deal. New guy buys a football team, they don't change the name.
I just don't think it's going to happen anytime soon.
I don't think it's going to happen in our lifetime.
I think it's happening in our lifetime.
Who knows? But
unless you think your lifetime is less than 2 years, unless you got,
I'll bet you on two years.
2 years or less.
I'll bet you on 2 years.
It's not happening.
I'll bet you on 2 years.
I've already got a bet in the book where by a certain year.
But 2 years. You say 2 years?
25, 26.
I bet all the money.
I think bet already that I have in the book is by
start of 27
season. 27, they'll have a new name.
Yeah,
that's
I'll shove it. I'm shoving it all
I'm
in
with
against
you.
That.
2027
season.
Do you know how many conversations we've had about team name? Nobody's happy with any of them.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do? They're going to make the people that hate Commanders happy, but are you going to be happy with Red Tails? You're going to be happy with
almost anything
the Force or whatever they come up with?
That's a horrible name. Almost anything is better than Commanders. We've already litigated this over many, many shows.
Eric, on the flip side,
replacing one bad name with a slightly less bad name is not a win.
On the flip side, if you change the name again, that would have been four team names in basically 4 years.
But again, this is Josh Harris's legacy.
No, his legacy is winning.
His legacy is winning.
But also, when you buy a team with a bad name, you change the name at some point.
All right, how often does that happen?
Very, very rarely.
When has a guy bought a team and said, you know what, I don't like that name, I'm changing it. The only time names change is when there's political pressure.
The name was forced away from them. Yes. I understand the dynamics behind it. But Josh Harris is not going to sit by idly with a hastily put together weird team name that had a horrible rollout that we all goofed on.
Yeah, but people that happened. It's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah, but you can make it better. Just because it happened doesn't mean you have to accept it and keep accepting it year after year.
It doesn't really impact that much at this point.
What? A team name and brand and identity?
It's 5 years old now. It's like over. It's like it's in a, you know, they screwed it up.
It's like 2 years old. Two or three years old.
David Tepper bought the Carolina Panthers, what, a couple years ago?
Right.
Yeah. He didn't go, Panthers in Carolina? Let's just change the name.
A million Panthers.
There's inherently nothing wrong with Carolina Panthers.
There's nothing great about it.
There's nothing great about it, but
I also think there's this idea that they're hell-bent on deleting anything with Snyder is crazy.
I don't think it's that crazy.
Well, they just want to win. They want to make money, and they want to win. They want to make money. They're not going around going, "Oh, you were drafted by Dan Snyder. You got to get out of here." Oh, they painted that bathroom by Dan Snyder. You got to change
that.
They did
that with a lot of Ron Rivera guys
because they sucked. But it's not because
Commanders. The name sucks, so you eventually get rid of it.
I loathe the name probably more than you. But I just don't think it's that important in the grand scheme of the million things they got to do.
All I want is this. When it happens, and it will happen, I want Kevin Sheehan and your boy Flakes to be riding on a parade or a float down the middle of Constitution Avenue. And I want a ticker tape parade because I will have been correct.
Vindicated.
Vindicated.
I just don't think there's any urgency to it.
the fact that Kevin is very confident that there's going to be a name change, I mean,
don't you think he has?
He's like, got sources,
people on the inside that are telling him.
I'm pretty confident,
hinting to him.
It's not going to happen anytime soon.
I didn't say soon.
I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow, but it's happening.
2 years is soon.
I don't think it's 2 years.
I'm shoving all my money, the whole thing. It's not happening within 2 years.
And EB, you're so right about the people just want to get rid of everything associated with Dan Snyder. Are they getting rid of Terry McLaurin? He was here under the Dan Snyder era.
Of course not. If you suck, you go.
Right.
That's what it is. But they don't care that he bought that chair. They don't care.
No.
No one cares. No.
But speaking like a fan. You're not speaking like an average person. Kevin's plugged in. He's not just throwing something out there as a fan. He's saying, this is what I'm hearing.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care what he's hearing. I bet he's saying it's on the table. I agree it's on the table. No one likes the name. That doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Plus, they also brought in...
This is like a very generic thing. When someone asks you, is it on the table to change the name? Sure. But it's, as they've said, and I actually believe them, it's way down the list.
He said, I think they're changing the name. We can play the audio again.
No, I've heard it before. They've asked these guys before.
What about the new team president that was brought in, I think, in early December? I don't remember his name, but he used to be the CEO of Campbell Soup, overseeing a bunch of like huge brands. Campbell Soup, Rao's, Goldfish. Brands that you know.
How many of those changed their name?
No. Those names are like iconic. You wouldn't change those names because you know them and you've heard them for many, many years. When you hear Commanders, you don't think of anything. Commanders is a dumb, made-up name by somebody with a military fetish who slapped it onto the name of the franchise.
I think people are less hostile to the name now than they were 2 years ago.
Right, because they're winning, and it's covering its deodorant. Winning is the ultimate deodorant.
Yeah, you get used to it. I actually like the name Wizards.
Right.
I love Bullets way better than Wizards.
It took a while for you. I mean, I'm used to it now, but it's
a worse name. Than Bullets.
But something's going to happen. I'm still fairly confident about
fairly
that.
They're confident. I'm putting all my money in. I'm supremely confident. I love Kevin. He's fairly confident.
I will re-raise Kevin Sheehan. Supremely confident that they will rename that horrible name that they settled on.
Cakes is funny because when we had this conversation, I don't know, a week or two ago, he wasn't saying I'm supremely confident. He was very tepid at best.
Yeah.
But he gets Sheehan to throw something and he's now supremely confident.
Because Sheehan's more connected on the inside than this goofball.
Well, he knows anybody is.
Yeah. He actually has real, like, some sort of intel that he's
going out there on a limb. I don't need intel to use my brain. And my brain is... Everyone doesn't like the name, but it's also a massive gamble because you never know what you're going to... It's just a whole new can of worms. It's a massive can of worms to open that up. It's a lot easier to keep winning, keep selling Jaden Daniels jerseys, and not worry about it.
I'm willing to bet you $100, but you have to give me a 5-year runway.
Why, you said 2 years?
I'm making a bigger bet.
I thought you're supremely confident. If you're supremely confident, two years,
we'll do a $10 bet.
10 in.
What is my bet with you?
I think it
was 2026, by the way, that you said that they would have a new team name.
I think Maldies has it in the book. He's got it documented.
It's not. It's start of 2027 season.
Thank you.
Okay, start of 2027 season.
Man, I can't wait. I can't wait to be proven correct on this.
They got so much big. They're trying to figure out where the stadium's going to be. They got a million things. They got to plug all the leaks.
What'd you make of the drawing that went viral yesterday, or the video that went viral of RFK? Like,
I looked at it for 10 seconds.
Up.
It means nothing.
I still
like the moat video. Who cares?
I saw they're gonna make it out of some sort of like high end like timber. I'd rather the stadium be made of, I don't know, glass, concrete, like. Something a little more durable than timber. You're going to have a wood stadium.
You're in charge of the name change right now, okay?
Yeah.
You're diehard.
Yeah.
Change the name right now. Change it.
I've got it.
Go ahead. Go.
It used to be. I was stumping for Washington Gold a few months ago. That one didn't go.
Actually worse than Commanders.
Not worse than Commanders.
Actually worse than Commanders.
It's worse than Commanders.
His idea is even worse.
Which one are you?
I got it. I have the name. Washington.
It's
Hogs. There you have it. A tie to the past.
I think Red Hogs better.
No, Red Hogs. It sounds like your hog, like your it's that, like, yeah.
like a dog.
Why
thing. Hog? Yeah. It just
is yours red?
No, but it's like it makes me think of like a dog hog, which generally are red.
I have seen those. Those are red.
yeah, it can't be red hogs.
I don't think of a dog hog.
I mean, I don't either. I just said that.
The Washington Hogs. It makes all the sense in the world.
It's a bygone era. I mean, everyone's got hogs.
Here's the thing. Do you know how many new fans, like younger generation, 18 and under,
they don't care,
are lapping up this new gear and know nothing about the Hogs? How about most of them?
All right.
All right, let's go to line six. Let's go to Ron.
Ron, go ahead.
Why is he supporting you?
I'm not sure if he is or not.
He wants to say something about Campbell. Hey, go ahead,
hey,
Ron.
Guys. Hey, you're talking about Campbell's or whatever.
Yeah.
That guy, he changed the name of Campbell's Soup. 150-year-old company, and he changed the name.
What was the name?
Campbell's. It is Campbell's. There is no Campbell's Soup anymore.
He altered it. He didn't change it.
What? That well, barely counts.
Changing it from Dunkin' Donuts to Dunkin'.
Barely like, counts.
They did that, but I mean, it's still basically the same name.
It was a big deal. Nobody in here knew it.
Yeah. Kix is obsessed with names. The point. He thought the Cinemax to Max was going to just flop. And people are fine with Max.
I still don't think it's great.
It's actually an awful name.
It's an awful name. Max is terrible.
It's an awful name.
HBO was something that everybody knows. Everybody on the planet. You go over to Zimbabwe, say, what channel airs The Sopranos? They would say HBO. 100%. Mm-hmm. Not going to go, no Max.
Yeah.
Get out of here with that. Are you kidding me?
Got to watch White Lotus.
You guys sleep on branding. Branding's important. You know,
I sleep on branding.
Nobody sleeps on branding.
I came up
branding.
With Sports Junkies. This worked out.
If you go around today.
You changed the name to the Junkies.
One of the names was Sports-A-Rama. We picked a good brand name. This brand name works.
I hate how you take a brainstorming session and you take one bad idea and act like it was actually plausible. It was just, you're spitballing. But you go around now and you ask people who are the Commanders, you're going to get almost a 100% correct answer.
Look, man, if you want to go down
they're the Washington, they're formerly the Washington Redskins. They're the Redskins and they have a terrible name. But there's no problem with the branding.
If they don't name it the Washington Hogs, you're going to be the first one in line that hates the new name, whatever it is.
Depends on what it is.
You're going to hate it.
Right? That's a big problem.
He's going to hate it.
If there was a no-brainer that was like 75% plus liked, maybe it would be more plausible. There isn't such a thing.
Almost everything is better than Commanders, unless they do something dumb like call it the Washington Brigade.
We are the Commanders.
I know.
You have to get rid of
guys
that.
Hosting the Today
the
Show.
The Washington
now.
Armada.
The number one guy.
You can't name them something like, you can't name them the Washington Power or the Washington Justice. But almost anything is better than Commanders. And I'll die on that hill.
All right, we'll come back.
On that hill.
Take some calls on this. Kevin Sheehan says that he's fairly confident that they will change the name. Your thoughts next at 800-636-1067.